preparing for plenty or expansion. I will be fast, so please let your heart be quick in understanding. Let your heart be quick. Can you say, my heart is quick? In understanding. Father, we thank you and we trust you. As we always pray at the beginning of our services, we want you to be at every moment in the service. Here's another time for you, O God. Let your word bring fresh breath into our spirit and let it give our hearts the faith that is required for our world to bring change and to bring the eminence of God revealed in man again. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed.
Amen.
Let's quickly look at the story of Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The story of Jabez. Preparing for plenty and expansion. No, I think you should start from where the story. Oh, okay, don't worry. Let's read. Let's read. There's a reason I want us to read, because there's an emphasis. The sons of Judah were Perez, Ezron, Cami, Hor, Shobal. And Rehai, the son of Shobal, begot Jaheth, and Jaheth begot Ahumai and Lehad. These were the families of Zorathith. These were the sons of the father of Etham, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazelelponi. These are very strong names. Every father will always skip some names. I know someone being Peniel, but they didn't use all the other. Oh, this is another Peniel. This is Penuel. And Penuel was the father of Gidor. And Izar was the father of Usha. These were the sons of Hor, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem, and Ashur, the father of Tekoi, had two wives. And so they were going into Chronicles or chronology. I don't know if that's chronology, like history, just the same way it happened in Matthew as well. This person begat this, and said the chronology of Jesus. Do you get? So they were doing some, who is the father of who is the son of who is the daughter of who? And Ashur, the father of Tekoa had two wives, Elah and Nara. Nara bore him Haj, Ahuzam, Hifa, Temeni, Ashtarim. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hila were Zeret, Zoar, Itna, and Koz begot Hanob, Zoaba, and the families of Aharel, the son of Harum. Hold on. And then, just in verse 9. And then they moved in. They said, now Jabez was more, for me personally, since I've always read this, until after a while that God told me, that was what gave me peace. And I'd always ask, I mean, there was a conversation. They were looking into generation, who gave birth to who and all that. And then immediately, there was another conversation. He says, now Jabez was more honorable. So it wasn't as though they said, the father of Jabez is this, blah, blah, blah. But there was an interruption from heaven. Because heaven was ready to change the climb or what people had known about someone. Now, this is not the first time God would do this in the scriptures. There was also another place I read. I've been looking for it. Because I had actually seen that during the last 21 days that we did. That the whole world can be moving in a direction. Something can be happening. And God is interested in interjecting and put everything to stand still for something to happen. I think Joshua also had that experience where he put the sun to still. Like your clock is irrelevant because Israel needed to win a battle. Yeah. And so this is another example. Like they started with the father of this one gave birth to this one. And let's read on. You will see how interesting it is. Even if you're a literature person, if you were told to theme this, it didn't flow in the same. It's not one. You don't say one theme. Because by the time you got to verse 9, something else came up. And when God was done, it's like a detour. Then they went back to the thing they were doing. So he says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers and his mother. You know, the first time I knew about Jabez, I told myself, I was small, and I told myself, I've never, if I see anybody bearing Jabez, or is inspired, I give a son Jabez. It's a bad name. But it's not true. That's we got that from the prayer points. We cooked up from it. They said Jabez was honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. So this was what influenced our prayer. So we now made him less honorable because his mommy. You didn't forget the curse of the woman. It is in pain you will bring forth. So this statement is no different from any normal birth, except it's a supernatural birth that God intervenes in. This is the cause of every baby. Like literally, you can say this for every baby that came to this earth. Except the intervention or the supernatural is that there was no. The normal is that in pain I bore, in pain I gave birth to this boy, in pain I gave birth to this girl. But this one inspired us that, Jabez was in a very bad place. But no, it was more honorable. Meaning if they want to pick someone that they should look up to, Jabez is the person they will look up to in the whole family. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would enlarge, you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted his request. So you can see what happened now. And that's why with those very strong names, Shelub, the brother of Shua, begot Mer, who was the father of Ishton. Go on. And Ishton begot. And it went like that. This is the last time we saw Jabez, God taking somebody from wherever he thinks he is to a bigger place. And God answering it. And God moved back into history. And so I brought us here to say that it's you that don't think God intervenes. Like literally, as Nigeria is going like this, people are plugging in God's intervention. Now you are seeing the Anchelub, that's what you are seeing. And this, and this, and this. But people are plugging in that God, you can intervene. Even though everybody wants to go on this course, I can pipe down. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. So meaning, if he didn't call on the God of Israel, we will not see 9 and 10. We would only understand chronology there. And it will be fine. God will still be God. So it is men that partnered with God to make interruptions happen. It's men that will say, this is a small place. I want a big place. He says, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Now, whatsoever the people saw that made him honorable is a type of blessing. But he was the one that told himself that even if the people see me as a big man, I would yet desire another blessing that will make what I have a small thing. He says, and enlarge my territory. You know, can you tell yourself, I have not arrived?
I have not arrived.
Yeah. You know, one thing I told people recently is, the deception pill you will swallow is the day you think that you don't need to grow again. That you've gotten to a peak. See, there's nothing you're doing now. Somebody has been doing it for years and growing at it. No, if you even look at your career, there's somebody that will say, I've been doing this for 30 years. And see what I've done or what I'm doing. For example, if you're building a company, somebody has sold their 31st company. They've sold. Not that they are building. They've sold. Meaning it has been successful. He says he called on the God of Jabez, on the God of Israel. We're looking at preparing for plenty or expansion. And please follow me. Preparing, because we have to prepare. Because this year, God would expand us to the left and to the right. Amen. Even physically, like as per in physical representations. For example, this church, God will expand this building to the right and to the left. So we have to prepare. If we don't say, God of Israel, bless us indeed, we'll be taking flight like this. We would even get so used to that we normally sweat. We will even equate the sweat is equated to the joy of the Lord. Like, you know, if you don't sweat, then that's how our fast praise singers made us sing, is until you sweat. That's when you dance. Because by the time you see Shola dancing, and you are not sweating, you look as though you have not danced. But when the pressure of the AC, 17 horsepower, if it's blowing on you, there's no heat that is generated from your body that can consume it. The reason why we are sweating is our body heat is higher than what these ACs are like. Want to do very joke? It's like these ACs are not happy that we dance so. Because we optimize them. It's like everybody is operating at his speed. That's the problem. It's not that. See, if you leave maybe 5 people here and you put on all this, they will freeze. It will look like cold room. But the reason why it's turning hot is that the demand is more than the supply. And so Babia says, if we're not careful, if we don't help our mind, which is the first thing we'll look at, is dealing with your small-mindedness. That's how to prepare for plenty and expansion. Dealing with your small-mindedness. That's the first thing. But don't worry, let me just explain some few scriptures. Then we look at what God would have us to do to prepare for plenty and expansion. So I said, don't tell yourself you've arrived. Don't tell yourself you've arrived. If they put you on that pedestal, you know, they told him he's the most honorable. He's the most honorable. And he can stay there. And it will remain the most honorable. So see, the threat of remaining in the same place is not at the expense of what is beneath. It's actually you can't go above. Let me explain what I'm saying. So for example, we're not putting you under pressure to grow up so that the people behind you will not meet up with you. That's not why God is promoting you. So No. The reason to progress is not so that what is the people behind you will not catch up. No. The reason for progress is you that need to catch up. You are the one that need to catch up with what is ahead of you. Paul says, leaving what is behind, we move on. We move on to obtain the mark of our high calling. Like, I'm going forward, not because I don't want my junior apostle to go to Bible school and then say, I'm now senior apostle. Both of us are now senior. It was not Apollos that was threatening Paul, that he needs to now move on. So the threat of progress is not so that what is behind will catch up. No, it's so that you can catch up with what is ahead. So when you have that feeling, it's not the complex of, I'm in front. They must not catch up with me. And so the grace for increase is not for the provision of the less will catch up with you. No. It's so that you are the one running behind schedule. So that it is you that will be able to catch up with destiny and purpose. Yes, sir. says, and he called on the God of Israel, that you will bless me indeed. Friends, if we don't interrupt heaven, that's it. Don't end this chapter on chronology again. You could have done chapter 3. But here, you know, I wish I saw that other scripture. Like, God would just, it's just like God going to Sodom and says, oh, let me branch. Yeah. See, God always likes to branch. But if you don't have the interest to interact, you don't have the, you know, it's just like God branching the house of Abraham and says, I'm going to Sodom. Ah, okay, what about? I'm going to kill them. Ah, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who can contest with the Lord? No man, no man. I'm a mortal man. You are the awesome. See, he's a friend that knows that I can quickly buy time out of no time. Yeah. Everybody will say, ah, this guy doesn't have time. God does not have time. He's busy writing chronology. He does not have time. He does not have time. And 2 verses were enough. Even 9 going is irrelevant. 10 was where, bam, bam, bam. Answer as in prayer, petition, answered prayers. 1 verse. So it's you that you think you need some 119 to deal with things. Hey, God, I need to do this. God, I need to do this. No. When we get things right, particularly the curious moment, when we get turning points right, you just find out that the things people labor for, you're able to turn the tables at instantaneous moments. So Jabez had a call, and God heeded the call. He says, and that you would what? Bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. This is about how many prayer points? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 prayer points in 1 verse. And so God granted him what he requested. See, you are the one that think God has made up his mind. Bible says if we ask according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, he would what? He would grant all our petition. Now, you know, the challenge of believers is, and I also had the challenges before, but I don't have the challenge again. You know, there's this scripture that says, before you make your petitions known, he knows what is troubling you. That verse alone has sent a lot of people not to be praying. You can bring it up, please. Because he knows, like for example, he's not God. He knows I'm hungry now. See, let me tell you the things that... No, don't worry. If you're a child of this house, you would have heard before that. Anything that does not affect your walk with God, your fellowship with God, God is fine. Like, it's fine, it's fine. For him, he's jealous over you when things compete for a space. That's when he fights. That's when his initiative is faster than yours. He says, and if we know that, no, not here, not here, not here. Please look for it. He says, before you pray, before you even ask anything, you know, he knows. Matthew 6, 8. Okay, let's just read it. I don't know what it will say. And if it's not looking like what we want to say. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of. So this was where he was talking about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. He talked about the birds that do not spin. Neither the trees, he says, but God clothes the lilies with the best. So here he says, therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask of him. Can you see? Let's see verse 9. Okay. I think that's probably maybe the only thing he said there. But I'm saying that we should not use this to now negate a life. He says, ask that your joy may be full. Ask. He says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. Now, if what you're looking for, what you need to be opened unto you, and what you need to receive, if you don't make the attempt to lay in that petitions, those petitions to God, it won't be opened unto you, you won't receive, and you won't find. It says, ask and it will be given unto you, seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened to you. James said, where does strife come from? He says, the reason why you don't have is because you didn't ask. He also said, the reason why you ask and you don't receive is because you ask amiss, that you might consume it on your lust. So you can see the ways of God are plain. So God expects us that we should know when we need to make a petition. You know, it's just like having a church that is on the assumption that God knows our needs. So these are also how people slip into faithlessness, that they can't pray for what they need anymore. Say, no, I'm living a faith life. God knows what I need. Me alone, I've even seen where those people don't have what they need. He says that God would bless me indeed. Can we look at Psalm 24? Because I also want us to understand the kind of God that we're talking about. If Jabez can ask 5 things and he got it, it's because there's an understanding that the earth is the Lord's. And it's where you know that is of a concern to you that you press into. You know, there's one popular saying, you say, push until something happens. Push. Push. Oh, it's pray. Oh, yeah. It's pray until. Thank you. I've always said, I've not gone for a meeting like that before, but I've seen it. And it's true. There's a dimension to it that is true. Hannah did so. It says, the earth is the Lord's and its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord and who may stand in his holy place? He who has a clean hand. You know, let me tell you something. See, one thing you must understand about the Bible is understand that there's something called the whole counsel of God. Now, he says, who is the person that will ascend? He that has clean hands, Abi. He that has a pure heart. But you also know that nobody can approach him except he calls him to come up either. Yeah. See, if you don't balance scripture, talk about but one. Talk about two. You will just find out that you've cheated. You just see that people are ascending. But you are saying that, he has not said that you ascend. That's why I'm waiting. I have clean hands. No, this is, see, we have the clean hand. And we are saying, God, we are here. Make us ascend. And he said, okay, ascend. So we must understand the whole counsel of God. Because if you build a theology or a doctrine on one thing, you might find out that you have been left behind. So for example, if you build a theology around, I don't pray for what I need, you will find out that you won't have what you need. Like if you explain it away and say, for example, if you need a better pay at your job or a new job, you should pray. Like don't say, maybe God knows that my tithe is now tight. He should release what is making it tight. No, you will be the one to Say that, God, I think my initiative is telling me that, hey, a USD job will not be struggling with this inflation. No. God, bless me indeed with this understanding. Change the territory. My currency is currently single currency. Make it multi-currency. Let me not be experiencing pain anytime debit allow. Debit allow. You know, recently I heard of it. And see, the way... See, God can even use people of the world. Like shame, anger, and God can see a route blessing through it. I heard a story just this morning. But they said a woman was saying how she cooks for her husband very early in the morning. And even Simi's bank, they match up our balance. They should come and match up my own balance. Times it's also the balance you can match up, you match up. Pastor Kenny, this is not the church pizza cleft with us. Please follow me, oh, follow me. I will not say that again. And so the bank blessed her. NNPC gave her 200,000 worth of voucher to buy fuel. Somebody, I told somebody recently, you know, they said that I was going to come and collect car. Techno said I was going to come and collect, and I was going to come and collect the latest phone. You know, different on what should easily, you know, from dragging, she should enter depression. I feel maybe she just prayed about it that, you know, God of Israel, come and turn this reproach. Because I think it would have been a reproach, you know. Because that's not the narrative today. And so the people of the world, they would have been dragging and dragging. And like I always say, when they drag you on Twitter, just look for your glory. Yeah. But I think I'll add another theology. Pray that God will turn this, will turn the wisdom of Ahithophel around. And see, the person that didn't plan to be wealthy, in 1 week, I wanted to say that you need to have a word for every moment. And so your father is the owner of the earth. He says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. And so your request, as per that God would enlarge my territory. You are not... It's the same God that promised Abraham another person's land. By such a God. Those ones, they would not be waking up and sleeping, but it's not their land. God went to go and greet somebody. He said, my friend, what will I give you? I'll give you Canaan. Like, it's not an empty land. Some people were already writing their will, saying, this is my 6 acre, I give it to you, my cane. And God has gone somewhere else. So you don't even know your property that God has said, somebody's helping you to use it, though. After a while, we'll come and give it to you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You don't know the one that is with you. It's not just the one that is there. It's both ways. There's one, maybe it's your coat that is with you, or your suit, that is for someone else.
Yes, sir.
By the time God connects your hand, say, okay, that's the owner, that's the true owner of the code. That was what he did to the people of Canaan. He went to vow their land as a gift for friendship because he walked with God. This God, the earth is the Lord's. Everybody is squatting on what they have until the real owner comes. He says, the world and those who dwell therein. I've seen people that didn't plan to be CEOs. They didn't plan. Like, it wasn't in the trajectory of their career. that they will be the one heading a company that they applied, that they hired them to. I've seen God say that. See, houses you did not build. Yes. So we're not talking from the back of our mouth. For example, I'm a living witness of just go there, do what I say you should do. They will be the one to say that we will give you part of this thing. I'm not saying even walk to the point where you look worthy. Like walk to the point where there's no other thing they can bless you with. Since the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. You know, I'm also even saying to someone here, because your call is mission field, you know, missionary, like, God can enlarge what you're even thinking of as a mission or mission field or saving souls. Yeah, you can say last year I got 10 people saved. God, I want my city. Yeah. It was John Hodge that asked for Scotland. If he asked for a street, it would be as though, as he said to Jabez, and God granted it. So if Jabez had squeezed maybe 20 prayer points inside, if he had squeezed 30, 35 in that one, so God granted him what he requested. Because this year, God really wants us to go beyond what we think we need. And that's why we need to prepare for plenty and expansion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quickly, let's talk about how to prepare. One, we have to deal with small-mindedness. Can you say dealing with small-mindedness? Like I said before, the reason for progress is not so that what is behind will catch up with you. It's not so that junior officers will catch up with you or junior colleagues will catch up with you. No, it's so much about you will catch up with your destiny.
Yes.
So the change of that mind, because the way we grew up is, because you don't want to serve your junior, you don't want your junior to catch up in achievement. That's the mentality most of us grew up with. So they will tell you to double up so that the people behind will not catch up with someone you started 20 years ago, someone that you started 5 years ago will not. So that's a mentality that we have to push off, because that has given us a small mind, meaning we can easily stay at when men just say we are the most honorable. We just stay there. There is no will and desire for more. Just the same way we could just decide to stay here. Honestly, see, if heaven takes such light and such all of us, indeed. Indeed, it'd be no bad. Then we'll now. Some people just have 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. We should be grateful. We should be grateful for what we have. No, the reason why we will not be like that is because we know where we are late. We are late. See, never even think that you started early. Anything. As long as you just start from your mother's womb, we are late. The only one that you are not late is that he chose you. That one, you are not late. He has chosen you from the foundations of the world, so you are not late on that one. Even the time you got born again, you are late.
Yeah.
I mean, the time you accepted Jesus, otikpe, and that was where there was joy. Like late comer has come. You were not early. You were not early. So even in your walk with God, you have to deal with small-mindedness. Because if you say that, oh, I've been working with God for 30 years. Somebody has been working with God for 80 years. Somebody's saying, don't add my own yet. Because by the time we take all the years, give or take. Maybe I can move 6 months. And you're already 52. We are late. We are behind. We need to deal with small. You know, one way God helped Abraham, because someone that does not have a child, what do you think is his imagination of children? His one child. You know, it's just like someone that has 20 cars. And someone that doesn't have a car. Your best imagination is, me too, you have one car now. You know, they come from school here, you know, none of them are driving. Zoom, zoom. You know, one of my friends drove a car to my place this week. I look at the car twice. And I quickly remember Papi teaching us, the car must not be bigger than you. Tell the car it's a fine car. Tell it. Don't work as though you people are jealous in yourself. I'm serious. I've never seen the inside of that car. You know, all those guys are thinking is all is when both people that bite. Then you probably will see the inside, the outside, the exterior. Well, I've seen people also drive that car. There was even a day I was explaining it away. See, this was small mindedness. I caught myself. This one I catch myself. Office loafu one jaw. Like company car. Office loafu one jaw. Because when you were thinking of Picanto, that was my own Picanto. Oluwa, we should take the Picanto. Me and my wife, Kashama. Come up. So that car, the dashboard alone was away. The dashboard was a fine car. I think maybe it's even 2023 model of that car. And I also knew the other car that person has. I hope he's not even watching. I know the other car he has. The other car, the one that he parked at home. Ah. We just do like this. So imagine the person that doesn't have any. No, you would just say, God, just. Not an electric car. I don't want an electric car. Just a petrol. I'll buy fuel. So for Abraham, the best he would think of, when God tells him, I'll make you a father, is one child. But God said, come, look at the sand of the sea. See, God was dealing with his mind. That's why we can call him a progenitor of faith. You can't be with small mind and you want to usher a faith life in an order. Because you have to carry the word in your loins. So if you only think of one, you won't give accommodation for two generations after. You would only make room for one generation. He was able to carry the world in his loins. The world that even you, your redemption in Christ brought you back to the blessings of Abraham. Like they didn't say it has finished. Like we went back into it. You might be thinking it's everything in the Old Testament that died. No. He says, look at the stars. He said, that's how your children will be. Small-mindedness. You will see when is enough. One. I just want to pay the rent. I'm serious. This, you know when they say, as he's fighting the young, he's fighting the old. This one. They think of it now. In primary school, you will say, let me just not be the last. You will not say, I should be first. No. Let me not chop cane today. No. God wants to deal with that mind. He says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He says this man you are talking about, he doesn't know number. There's nothing about him that is numbered. His wisdom unsearchable. You can't number anything God has. So when you're telling somebody that you need one child, it's like trying to compare one child. Like one. Like where does one exist? A day is like 1,000. 1,000, like number is so fluid to him. Number is nothing. It's so fluid to him. So that mind, when he says, you will bless me indeed. Let me see something that my friends are calling more than honorable. Can you say, I deal with my small-mindedness? See, friends, let's know it today that, see, God is not in that your deal with numbers. We have to think like God. As it regards our assignment, we have to think. I don't want to say think big, because big in itself is even limiting. There's a bigness in your mind. So I'm not saying think big, think wide. No. The brain that wants to even think itself is small already. You know, even in the New Testament, Peter had this challenge. When God needed to reach the Gentiles, Peter could not comprehend it. Peter, he could not comprehend, how will a Cornelius? How? What's the border? In his mind, circumcision is everything. That one activity for him was Alpha and Omega. He had an open vision, right? They laid down sets of animals. If you can find it. But if you can't, don't worry. I think most of us know that scripture. Because I want us to even be in prayer mode now. Because the breakthrough is not with you. Because the question for me is, he knows where he's taking me to. And when he says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the small-minded heart. Yeah. Small, did you see what I said? Small-minded heart. And that's why you also have to be careful of the people you tell your dreams. See, as God has laid it in my heart, we are doing this. If you're already sensing faithlessness, shut it down. That small mind cannot comprehend. You can't help it because we try to explain. And this is what God is trying to do. No. Your quietness is enough. If you have even gone too far saying, you guys are sorry, I think I said something I should not say. I'm sorry, like I just disturbed you, honestly. He told him, rise, eat. He said, no, I can't eat anything that is what? Unclean. See, in the mind of heaven, because they know the will of God, they'll just be like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How we wish. Well, they can only but wish. He says, and a voice came to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so. Not so. Not so. For I have never eaten anything unclean or common. And that's what God wanted to do. It will make salvation common. And a voice spoke to him again the second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done 3 times. And the object was taken up into heaven again. Now, while Peter wondered within himself, no, he couldn't help it. His mind couldn't help it. What this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Now, let's just summarize. You know, Peter went to the house. Bible says, and while he yet spoke, God wanted to really make this man know that he's bigger than this. So the best thing that God cannot help, you want to help the person think like you. No. You even know how God, the journey God took you through. Before your mind shifted. You now want to use English to make somebody understand. No. I always tell people, when you're working with people, particularly when you're running a company and you have a vision, if they don't see the possibility, see, just assign them to vision 1999 because you pay them salary, right? They should be working on another vision that you've accomplished. Get people that can see what you are saying. Yes. If you want to force, you are saying we are going left, but there's no road there. The person will be the trouble. You don't need to. You can say that you laid somebody off because they didn't agree on vision. No, Lou, what do you want to do? Oh, this one. That one too is good. I'll just give it like one person. Another small-mindedness person. Get your man. And I'll give them some KPIs. Just, you know, because everybody likes achievements. So, but you get people that are vision-oriented. They are aligned. See, faith will catch up with this. Faith will catch up with this. So we have to deal with small-mindedness. When we're expecting plenty and expansion, we have to deal with small-mindedness. Because we are coming from a sizable territory. And we are trusting God for another territory that has not been sized yet. See, whenever you're thinking, you're thinking of for the next level, the borders have not been defined. It's when you get there, you now know the borders. That's why Abraham says, see, I'm seeking where I'm seeing. I'm not even sure if it's Canaan again. Because after he got to Canaan, he still feels that there's something in front again. So you can't define the borders. I can't say, God, I'm going from 5 centimeters to 20 centimeters. No, I'm going from 5 centimeters to 5 plus unknown centimeters. Because it's until you get there, you're not like, okay, they added 15 to it. It's now 20. So we are now going to 20 plus unknown centimeter. So imagine when the big structure comes here, where we are going to, is not that sizable thing plus the only what where is God taking us to again? We will not say that, oh, okay, this is just what is needed. No. The only thing that we are permitted to describe that place as is a large place. Is a large place. It's an expanded territory. It's not this place times 2. It's not this place times 3. It's not this place times 4. The only thing we are permitted to say is an expanded territory. You can't say your home, the love you people have enjoyed this year, God just increased the wine by times 2. No. Your love is going to an expanded portion. So it's a large place. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think the last thing I'll talk about and then we'll tie it up, and because I want us to pray. Prayer, guys, just prepare and get ready. I've not seen tile. Okay. Yes, I want us to pray because we have this thing must mix with faith in our heart so that there can be profit. The second thing is how to prepare for plenty and expansion is we have to create new wineskins. A wineskin is a typical vessel to old wine. And so that refers to your capacity to hold what is coming. Your capacity to hold what is coming. Bible says if you put the old wine in the new wineskin, it will burst. Sorry, if you put the new wine in the old wineskin, it will burst. So what is coming? If he sits on this thing that we are seeing, this me, that even to wake up for money devotion, and I'm saying the wealth of the Gentiles, I will become a Gentile myself. With this, my devotion. You know, like we always say, you are not sure of what you can sponsor until you have the wealth. Yeah. You've not... I was telling my wife recently that I think I changed a portion of my wardrobe. And every time it's like, the daddy lay new. Like, we'll see you today. There's no outing. I can't sit down on my bed. Because I also work from home. There's no clothes to wear. But when I see the new, what's the deal? No part. But if I'm not disciplined, I'll just say, Taju, you know, we've not done Dirty December. Or let's put our own Jesus boys. Clean December. You know, let's start a clean December. And I'll try and explain the clean December, the concept, that we'll meet in VI. So I'll wear the clothes. But if I don't have clothes, I'll just be trusting God that it should only be Wednesday, Sunday. I'm going out. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't yet know what you can sponsor. I remember, God has dealt with me graciously around appropriation of blessings. Appropriation. I'm not saying receiving. I mean appropriation. Because, you might be thinking you can appropriate. You're just like, can I do giveaway on Twitter? Giveaway. And you are a stupid child forgetting that you've not paid your tithe. No. You'll be thinking, giveaway. Give away them and make sense on Twitter. Yeah. 100K. Yeah. There was them I was like, I was just thinking, you know, the way they create all those emotional messages, you know, we would like to sponsor like 10 people to product dive, to learn product. You know, give me not a genuine lie. Let me philanthropize now. Let me sponsor one person. I just told myself, wait, there are product managers in church now. I'm being stupid. For me thinking that Taju that I don't know. I don't even know, maybe he's the one that will say jihad. Oh, he's the one I will train. Yeah, this way we misplace. We train the people we should not train with our monies. You just feel like, let me just put my money in one NGO. Before you know it, they've used your money to, they send you to Gaza. They send your money to Gaza. Hamas has used to build rockets. They've shot it to Israel. Then on judgment day, you will hear Hamas sponsor. They will be pushing you. In my money reach a mass. You won't know. You won't. See, don't worry. By the time the treasurer in heaven, they are doing audits. May your money not enter a Black Lives Matter. I quickly told myself, wait, there's someone in church that needs to do product dive. There's somebody you don't have sense when you take the wealth of the house and you take it outside to go and splunge. So when the blessings of God come, you need a new wineskin. See, actually, when blessing is coming, your preparation is to go gather the wine, to go gather the vessels. See, when he says it will rain, it will rain. If you're just saying, the rain, or you're analyzing, or you are... you are not prepared, you will misbehave.
Yeah.
When the prophet is saying it will rain, don't be saying, oh, is it big rain? Is it small? No, it's for you to go and gather the containers. Even gather it to the point where they would think you've over-prepared.
Yeah.
You create a new wineskin. New wineskins are your new abilities. For example, God is saying that you will build a business and 1-2 million entered your account. Immediately, that should tell you that you should go do an MBA. Like, I can now afford an MBA. Don't immediately think, 2 million, 2 million, 2 million. Ah, what have I not bought? Then you are scrolling, Jumia, scrolling, scrolling, until you reach page 100, looking for what you will buy. No. See, the devil will not use your resources so.
Yeah.
The man that had an harvest and told himself that he would now rest. God has a plan for that plenty that is coming. God has a plan for that expansion. And that's why expansion or plenty should not take you out of church. It's because you didn't build capacity. You didn't say, wait, if I have a job that requires that I'm working 18 hours per day, how do I solidify church?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this way a lot of believers miss it. You say, God, you know I'm busy now. But look, you know, kingdom wealth is a lie. See, any person that is saying God will give me kingdom wealth and he can't sit in a local assembly, two things would happen. You would either not have that wealth, or you would have that wealth and God will not take one kobo from it. See, may I say, the things may have seen, I will tell you. I've seen where God, you will have money. God will say, one kobo, your one kobo will not enter. And no, I'm not saying that you don't have one. Like you say, God, Mumbo, 5 naira, I can't give you now. But by the time I'm back, is it that two things? You don't have it, or you will have it, or you will have other things that will need it. I'm saying, see, this one, believe me for the work, the word's sake. Just believe what I just said. Like, God can withhold a man from being a part of what he's doing. Know that and know peace. Because you're the one that thinks that God needs. God can literally say, me, need, yeah. And it's not like the work has finished. Maybe you're even thinking that, God, money balance here. I have this balance. And God says, no. I don't need your balance. God, I will. God, 5 million, look. I have 5 million. I can wire it now. God says, no. No, go need law. Yeah, I'm very, see, I tell you this with the whole of my heart. God does not collect all offerings. No. And so you prepare a new wineskin. Even for Jesus, a body was prepared for him. He's not anybody that will carry the sins of the whole world. No. It will quake. Because it will look sweet in the mouth, but it will be bitter in the belly. You will just say, oh, Father, see, me, shemo. So we develop new capacities. We develop new abilities. We develop new graces. You know, one of the things my father, the Lord, told me when he was with Travis, you have to pray more. We have to pray more. You have to pray more. If we enter party mode, we'll be like when Moses went to the mountain. And the children says, Aaron, you know, Moses did not allow us. Because Moses didn't build capacity. There was no capacity of priesthood yet for him. Everything was just interpreting for Moses. Interpreting. But while you are interpreting, can't you ask for the same spirit? And yet you have you now have a season with the children of Israel. See how Aaron backslided? That's like the fastest backsliding ever. He said, oh, God. Now Moses carried the glory. You know, fire is not in your eyes. Fire is not in your head. You are a mere interpreter. No capacity. to usher the children of God on the tenets of God. By the time Moses came back, this was as I worshiping a calf or golden calf. Not even idol in the mind. Like, you know, because if they were just abhorring it, it's okay. And maybe Aaron was just doing, oh God, we wait for you. Oh God. Like, that was even better. But like, he helped them. He said, okay, go and bring all your trinkets, all your gold, all your chain. Go and, what if you want inspiration? Go and bring it. Then they burnt it. Then they made a golden calf. So if capacity is not built, imagine if maybe Babi says, oh, Bisola, okay. And if you don't build capacity, it doesn't work automatically.
Yeah.
When you say, oh, the grace that was with my father is also with me. The grace that... No. There's also the capacity to hold that thing that is required. For example, if somebody comes and says, ah, everything that has worked for you. No! Okay, wait. Before you say everything that has worked for you, you work for me. Wait. Will you also want the capacity development? Because if you say, ah, I just like the holiness of this person. Wait. Can you fast? Can you pray? Can you consecrate yourself? Yeah, hey, you are not ready for that holiness. If you say this year is a year of holiness. Is a see, I'll be more holy. There's a capacity building for holiness. If any mentor tells you that, as I receive, I give to you. that's willingness. The second way you should ask is, what's the capacity to hold this thing? I know it's coming. You've said it should come.
Yes.
But what is the diligence of it? If you have a mentor that is not telling you about capacity development, he's deceiving you.
Yes.
For example, you say, T.Y., you sing on big stage. And you say, but this is how to sing. This is where to take your voice. This way. And you say, ah, go sing on big stage. You just see that. See, it's only the presbytery that will be hearing your voice. There will not be big stage. And so and that's why we develop ourselves according to the word of prophecy. That's what is called you wage a good warfare.
Yes.
That's what it means. You build capacity for that word of prophecy. So because that word of prophecy is a sure word, is the word of the Lord. It will not fall down to the ground until it is accomplished. But it's your capacity that makes you the man or the woman of that word. So if you say, God, this is a year of great wealth. Have you started budgeting? Or as money comes, you splurge? No. No. Even the guys that manage the wealth of this world, the Gentiles, they even have a sense of appropriation. We create new wineskin. If God is telling you that, you know, this little thing you started with, I will take it to the nations. Immediately, what he's telling you, see, build your proficiency around running a thing effectively, a business, an organization. You build that competence. If God's saying, oh, this is your unit, I'm going to make you guys 50 by January or by middle of this year, then you immediately start asking yourself, can I manage people? Or if I have good people, it's fine. If I have bad people, it's fine. No. As a leader, you're immediately asking yourself, do I have the capacity to manage 100 people? Imagine we're saying, oh, we're looking at a 1,100 capacity. We immediately asking, oh, how will I meet up? Like, God, what capacity will you develop in me that will be able to hold those things in my loins? See, for Abraham, his walk with God built capacity in him. God told him, walk before me and be thou perfect. See, for him, it was because he needed to carry the whole world on his loins. So you can't have the word of God and not have a plan to build new wineskins. If God tells you that there will be rain, then go gather your vessels. If God tells you that there will be plenty, then every mismanagement should be a thing of the past. Misappropriation should be a thing. Your husband and wife should be able to sit down and say, this is what we are doing for the month. You know, there's a missionary couple that I read about. They asked themselves, they said, we know we'll be blessed. I can't remember their name again. They said, we know we'll be blessed, but we need to tell ourselves our maximum living expense. So maybe, for example, if what can feed them, even if they want to eat to stupor, is 500K per month. But they said they know that the money that will be coming per month is probably maybe $5 million. And what they'll be spending is 500,000 naira. So they quickly told themselves, this is what is our own. So that you won't just quickly think that everything is for food. As it increases for food. As it increases for food. No. So they quickly set that bar. And truly they were blessed. Like they were immensely blessed. But anytime they bless them, they will look at themselves. You know, it's not ours. You know, it's not ours. And then they say, God, what would this be for? And God tell, but 500,000 naira for groceries. No, you will not walk into the supermarket and buy groceries for everybody. No. No, you will not walk. I say, God is good all the time. God is. Please pick anything that is 1 million. Pick anything that is 1 million. Everybody's running away. No, you won't. You won't. You won't. Because that's like the wind of how to spend money now. Frivolity. Yeah. And because it's a spirit, it's like there's a dopamine you get from it. Because it's a spirit. There's a reward. You just feel good. So don't think what I'm saying is like you won't feel good. You will feel good. Like the lady I just said, you should just be like, let me not add the something. No. You just feel good. Just feel good. Then somebody will post another one. Ah! So we build capacity. If God is telling you, I'm sending you to the nations, check where you go right map. Jehovah lost all you need. You don't go and lose. Oh, God is saying, you are an intercessor to the nations. I think Adasa does that one, buys map. He says, I'm calling you to intercede for the nation. But you don't know where India is. You don't know where. I remember when we were in school. There was a day we were praying. We're saying, the church in Brazil. And I don't even know where Brazil is. So, the church, there's a brother in Brazil. There's a brother in Brazil. But I didn't know where Brazil is. If God is sending you, then you have to look like the one that he will send. No, we wouldn't be a disgrace to the blessings of God. The last one I would have talked about is self-control. But I want us to stop here so that we can pray. You know what you need to pray for? I don't even know if the prayer guys would lead us in any prayer point. But we'll pray for about 10 to 15 minutes. And I want you to pray fervently. Knowing that you're starting the year with the Lord. And if you're here and you're not born again, you've not given your life to Christ. I'm telling you, you can make a decision now. You can make a life-changing decision now. Because all that we are saying is the lot of the children of God. I'm not telling you what you would see everywhere. You walked into this place by God's grace. And so allow that grace work. By you accepting all that Jesus has done for you. He died on the cross. The Bible says he was made sin for us. He was made sin for you and I. So you are not here by mistake. And you can also be introduced into this life. Because we are going on a journey. Because we know where God left us last year. He has gone further. And is willing to take us on another increasing journey. That's why we want to pray. And I implore everyone here to pray. and for you hear that you're not born again. Repent, for his kingdom is at hand. Change, yeah, you can. Change is with him. His life was not hung on the cross, and they removed your own name from it. Your name was added to it. And they waited from that day till now for you to keep having the opportunity. Because this is not the first time you're having the opportunity. But I'm telling you that this is a lifetime opportunity. Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now. It's not 1 hour after. So you can make that decision now. You can turn around now. You know, it could even be that you've missed your way. You can find your way now. You can find your way now. I don't know, is there anybody that wants me to pray with you? Whether you are outside or you are inside, you can just raise your hand wherever you are and we'll pray with you. Is there anyone? Please, let me check the overflow. Okay, we have one person there. Tunde, where's Tunde? Kenne, it's just... If we have someone there, please. Yeah, Kenne. Okay, Tunde is there. Yeah. Do we have some... Okay, there's also someone here. Kenne, there's someone here. There's someone here. Okay, two people. Eki, please. Tayo, please, let me check if there's anyone at the overflow. Nobody, okay. So we have three people. Can we give God praise? Yeah, let's just pray with them. Tunde? But Tunde, I don't know where you're coming from. Do you get the contest? If you didn't get the gist, I need somebody else. Okay, yeah, go ahead, please. We have one more person. I think they said there are two people there. Pray with them. There's something called the common word of Israel. They can be introduced into it. They don't need to live a life that they have to sponsor themselves anymore. Congregation, there's no need to be shy of. You can just signify, someone would come and pray with you. Help is here. Please, I need someone to still be checking the overflow, please. You are the overflow, you need help, you need grace. A new life is possible. Thank you. Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed. Let's all rise on our feet. Where's Adessa and Taya? We'll pray now and pray with the whole of your heart. You know, for some of you, God will bring your family members to your heart. See, when God told them to anoint the lampstand or the lamppost with the blood of the young calf, everyone that was in Goshen, they were preserved. Even the Egyptian that joined themselves, because they saw that the same God that destroyed their firstborn sent a plague to their land, is able to do and undo. So if God brings people to your heart, carry them in your heart. Carry them. You can carry as much. It's part of that expanding your territory, your ability to carry people. You know, maybe before now, you've only just been praying for yourself. You can't pray for any other person. You are so overwhelmed with your needs. No, God can bring people to your heart, and He will give you the grace to supplicate, to stand on their behalf. But I want us to pray. Are we ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
I want us to pray with all that we've got, knowing that He hears us. We're not praying loud because He doesn't hear. No. We are praying because we need to establish what God has spoken to us. So that's the fervency. The fervency is that I know what was said to me, and I desire to bring this thing to pass. Hallelujah.
Can we respond in the place of prayer? Can we just lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody? It's not a time to pray silent. It's not a time. Can you just be aggressive about this? Everything that the Lord has spoken to you, everything, everything, everything. Can you bring them at the front of your heart and open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost?
Can you bring those words to your heart and open your mouth and pray the Holy Ghost? Oh Lord, our God, can you be desperate this morning? You are in God's word. Can you pray those words in the place of prayer? My God, if you need a prayer boy to that, can you ask for enlargement of capacity? Enlarge my capacity, oh God. Enlarge my capacity. This is not how desperate people pray. Can you open your mouth? I'm desperate about my destiny. I'm desperate about 2024. Can you open your mouth? Can you trouble together with us? Let's trouble, let's trouble. I hear boy. God wants to enlarge our capacity. Can you trouble? Can you trouble? Can you trouble? I also know. Let there be greatness in your spirit, Lord. I believe your word. I believe. Don't be a man. Let them be doubt in you. Let them disappear. Don't stop it. Let them be small mindedness. Let them disappear this morning. Let them be an enlargement of my capacity. This is how we take fight by the Spirit. Push them off. Can you pray for you each the gosha? Atimitai. Can you come on lunch? Come on lunch, come on lunch. A rasa shaba. If only you can pray this morning. If only you can pray. There is a God that answers us in Zion.
Jesus, give me wings to fly. Oh, your word is weak. We break every barrier.
Receive victory. So we give a clap offering to the Lord. The chains are broken. I will read Isaiah 62. You can bring it up. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until our righteousness goes forth as brightness under salvation as a lamb that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land anymore be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land shall be called Beulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. Verse 5. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Verse 7. Okay, 6. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace all night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Do not keep silent. Do not keep silent. For healers, and give him no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem and Christ in the heart. You will come to testify. Reverence, just wave our hands to the Lord. He's done it. This year, you have to learn to walk with the Lord. And this is a foretaste. It's a spiritual year. It's a year he's launching every one of us from a harbor. Oh my goodness, we're going to bring a huge dent to the camp of the enemy this year. So we should be, our believers class this year is going to need a lot of volunteers.
I believe our believers class this year will need a lot of help. A lot of help. So you guys should start planning. Start calling for volunteers. Start calling for people that will teach and train people in the way of the Lord. We are no longer going to be desolate. Because he has called our land Beulah. We are taking everything by force. Even souls that have been long gone. That we've lost on them. You know. Because they've told us that we shouldn't bother. Because we are going for them. We're going for them. This is not even about those that would even run here themselves. Because it would exalt our horn like that of the unicorn. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're so grateful. You are the one that answered by fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, while we're praying, I just saw the Lord defeat a wave of the enemy over our children. Yes. There's a wave of indoctrination. That is supposed to hit our nation for our children. It was coming for our children. A wave of indoctrination. And the things that we didn't even fight. I saw the Lord become a shield for them. You know, this year is going to be really great. Because we will not be tired of counting the spoils. Yes. 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 It's going to be great. The story in 2 Kings, I think chapter 4, where we're talking about the prophecy that came by Elijah, and then the four lepers, you know, we would... The recovery for some of you is going to be not compensating. It's going to even be indicting. Because you're asking yourself, so I could have been restored. Because you were not banking on being restored. It would be so indicting, like you would wish that, oh, so it was this free that I didn't ask all this while. Can we say thank you, Jesus, over our children? Over our children. It's not because you are watching them. It's because he that watches them does not sleep. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't slumber. You would even see, you will see the evidence of this in the curriculum, in the children's curriculum. The defense that God would raise up as a standard will be boosted up in there. There will be physical or tangible connections to this. Yeah, their heart will just be going in a dimension. Because the Bible says when the enemy comes like a rushing wind, that the Lord will raise a standard. It will visit their curriculum. It will spite it with the spirit of fire. So I'm not speaking sweet words. I'm announcing our offensive and defensive. Like I said, we are going for the gates of the enemy. We will sing in places where we least expect. You know, where we think the voices of God should not be heard. We will sing there. We will sing from their detaste to their taste. It will first start from like, this is not welcomed here. will sing from their, will sing them from a point of distaste to a point of where it's as tasty as milk and honey. There was a man that David, that Saul, would always want him to come back to play because there was an evil spirit in him. So they carried the spirit that wouldn't leave them, right? Troubling them. But they will call us back until that spirit will lift. Father, we're grateful. I don't know if you are grateful to God. When God gives you victory in the spirit, don't let gratitude escape your mind. Father, we're grateful. We are grateful. We are so grateful. We're so grateful. Let's show you that there's a whole lot God. See, you probably need to go and count the victories of today. Go back home. Go back home and write down. Go back and write down. Go back home and write down. We really took flight today. Can you tell your friend, Happy New Year? Happy New Year.